Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fourth chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam discusses who is an ideal shochet, ritual slaughterer. Halacha Aleph. Yisrael she'eno yodei chamisha devarim shemafsidin es ha-shechita u'kiyotz behen me'hilchos shechita shebiyarnu v'shachad beino levein atzmo asur lecho mishchitaso lo hu v'lo achir. If a Jew who does not know these five different matters which can disqualify a proper slaughter or the like from amongst the various laws of Shechita that the Rambam has already explained, and he slaughters in private, it is forbidden to eat from that slaughter, for him or for anybody else. And in fact, in this case, it is close to being a question of a nevela. And if one consumes an olive-sized portion of such meat, then he receives lashes on a rabbinic level. Halacha Beis. Afilu shachat b'faneinu, arba v'chamesh pa'amim, shechita k'sheira. In fact, even if this Jew has slaughtered in our presence four or five times properly, and this particular slaughter, which he's done all on his own sum, appears to have been a proper slaughter, nonetheless, it is forbidden to eat from it. Because he does not know which things can disqualify a proper slaughter, it's possible that he's ruined the shechita and been unaware. It's possible that he might have delayed too long or pressed down too much or used for the slaughter a knife which has nicks in it or the like without even realizing. Halacha Gimel. Yisrael sheyodei hilchos shechita, hari zeh lo yishchot beino levein atzmo lechatchila, ad sheyishchot bifnei chacham pamim rabos, ad sheyaragil v'zariz. A Jew who is familiar with the laws of slaughter, he nonetheless should not slaughter on his own, ideally, unless he's already slaughtered in the past many times in front of a wise person and he's become very accustomed and astute at doing this act of slaughter. If, however, from the very onset, he slaughtered on his own, in that case, his act of slaughter is valid. Halacha Dalet. Hayodei hilchos shechita v'shachat b'fnei chacham ad she'naaseh ragil hu hanikra mumcha. Now, with regards to the one who knows both the laws of Hilchos Shechita, as well as having had the experience of slaughtering many times before a wise person, until the point where he became very accustomed with the act of slaughter, that's an individual who's referred to as an expert, a mumcha. Anyone who's earned this appellation for himself is allowed to slaughter by himself, even ideally. Even women or slaves, if they are expert in this fashion, they are allowed to slaughter, ideally, even on their own. With regards to somebody who is either a deaf mute, or a child, or somebody who is not mentally competent, either because of a natural lack of capacity, or because they are drunk to the point where they're not able to focus properly. In that circumstance, if they slaughter, their slaughter is invalid because they don't have the requisite knowledge, capacity, in order to properly slaughter. It's possible they'll make mistakes. If, however, therefore, they slaughter in front of somebody who knows the laws of slaughter, and that person can attest to the fact that their slaughter was done correctly, then, indeed, their slaughter is permitted. Halacha Vav. Mi she'enu yodea etzlenu she'shachat beino levein atzmo sholano sa. Im nimsa yodea ikrei hilchos shechita, shechita sokshir. If somebody who does not have an established reputation amongst us slaughters in private, then we ask him about slaughter. If it's discovered that he knows the laws, the principles well, so then in that case, we can accept his slaughter. If we see a Jew from a distance slaughter, and then he leaves and is not known to us whether or not he knows the laws of slaughter, in that case, it's permitted to eat from that slaughter. Similarly, if one says to a messenger of his to go out and slaughter on his behalf, and then he discovers an animal that's been slaughtered, it's not known, though, to him whether his messenger was the one who had slaughtered it or somebody else. In that case, too, it is permitted to eat from that slaughter. Because most of the people who are involved in ritual slaughter are people who are considered expert in it, and therefore it is permitted to eat from such meat. Avalogdi otarnigo atzo shachot bevayis mutter. If one had lost a young kid or a chicken and then discovers it already slaughtered in the home, then it's permitted. For the same rationale that most of the people who are involved in ritual slaughter are expert. However, if you found it out in the marketplace rather than in a home, then you have to assume that maybe it had become invalidated and therefore was thrown away, and thus it is forbidden to eat. Similarly, if you find it in the garbage in the home, then it too is going to be forbidden. If somebody was an expert slaughterer and then lost the ability to speak, but it seems clear that he still understands things and he seems to have his mind properly in the right place, then he is allowed to slaughter still, even ideally. Similarly, a person who is unable to hear but is able to talk, he too is allowed to slaughter. Hasuma lo yeshchol lechatchila el im kein achem ro so v'imshacha shchita sukshir. A person who is blind should not ideally be slaughtering unless others are supervising him, watching over to ensure that he did so properly. However, if he slaughtered even without that, then his slaughter is considered acceptable. Lach yud aleph obi kochavim sheshachat aval pi sheshachat b'nei Yisrael b'sakin yafe afilu haya katan shchita su nevela v'loka al achilasa min haTorah. With regards to a non-Jew who slaughters, who is an idolater, even though he might have slaughtered in the presence of a Jew, and he did so with a proper knife, even if he's a mere child, nonetheless, his slaughter is a nevela, and if one consumes an olive-sized portion of it, they will receive lashes on a Torah level, as the pasuk says, and he will call to you, and you will eat from his slaughter. From the fact that the Torah has forbade one from even partaking from his slaughter, we see that it's forbidden to eat his slaughter, and it's not comparable to a Jew who simply is unfamiliar with the laws of Shechita. Halacha Yud Beis. V'gadar gadol gadzru ba'davar sh'afilu ovei kovim she'enu ovei avodah zarah shechita su nevela. Now Chazal established a very important safeguard regarding this, that even a non-Jew who is not an idolater, he's simply a non-Jew, his slaughter is also going to render the animal a nevela and is thus forbidden to eat. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hischel ha'ovei kovim leshchot miyot simanim v'gomar Yisrael o hischel Yisrael v'gomar ovei kovim psula. If a non-Jew who had begun the act of slaughter had a Jew finish it, or the other way around, a Jew had begun the act of slaughter and then a non-Jew finished it, it's an invalid slaughter. Because the entire act of slaughter can be defined as part of the act of slaughter from the very beginning until the very end. If, however, the non-Jew had slaughtered something which would not render it at that stage to be a nevela, for example, if he had cut part of the windpipe, but not all of it, in that case, when a Jew completes it, it's still going to be a valid slaughter. Halacha Yud Dalet. Yisrael mamur la'aveira min aveiros shehem mumcha harei zeh shochet l'chachila. If a Jew is a sinner with regards to one of the various violations in the Torah, who is also an expert slaughterer, then he is still allowed to slaughter, even ideally. But tzarech Yisrael kasher livdok es hasakin, and a proper member of the Bnei Yisrael is supposed to first check the knife. And then afterwards, he can go and hand it over to this other Jew to use to slaughter with. And the reason why that's necessary is because we have to assume, unfortunately, about this other Jew that he's not going to bother himself to check it properly. If, however, this Jew was one who was known to sin with regards to idolatry, or to publicly violate the Shabbos, or he was somebody who was a heretic, as defined earlier in Mishnah Torah, somebody who denies the Torah, denies Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, so then such an individual is treated like a non-Jew, and his slaughter is going to render the animal a nevela. Halacha Tezvav. Mishu pasul edus ba'aveira min ha'aveiros shel Torah. Harei zeh shochet b'ino levein atzmo im hayamimcha. If somebody is, for some reason, disqualified to serve as a valid witness on a Torah level because of his involvement with a particular sin, so then he's still allowed to slaughter all on his own if he is an expert. She'eino maniach davar mutter v'ochel davar aser, because he's not going to intentionally make something become forbidden and avoid that which is permitted. Shezu chazaka hi al kol Yisrael v'apilah rishomahen. This is a strong presumption we have with regards to all Jews, even those that sin. They're not going to go out of their way to make something forbidden and avoid that which is permitted. Lachat hazayin. Eilat tzedukin v'abay susin v'tamidehin v'chol ato macharehim she'eino ma'amin v'torah sh'bal peh sh'itazan asura. With regards to the Sadducees and the Pethuvians and their students and all those that had strayed after them in the Rambam's day and age, that would refer to the Karaites, that don't believe in the oral tradition, so their slaughter is forbidden to consume. However, if it was slaughtered in our presence, then it is permitted. Because their act of slaughter is only forbidden because of the fact that they might make a mistake, because they don't believe in the oral laws surrounding ritual slaughter. Therefore, they are not going to be believed to say that, no, we didn't make any mistakes. Halacha Yudzayin. K'shehayu Yisraelim b'midbar, lo nitzavu shechitas achulin, ela hayu nocharin o shochtin v'ochlin k'shar ulmos. When the Bnei Yisrael were journeying through the midbar in the wilderness, they had not yet been commanded in the laws of ritual slaughter. Rather, they would be able to just stab or slaughter the animals just like the other nations of the world and then eat them. In fact, while they were in the wilderness, anybody who wished to slaughter was only able to slaughter the animal as a korban shlamim. As the pasuk says, when a person wishes to slaughter an animal, he shall bring it to the tent of meeting, and when they bring their animals there, then they shall slaughter them as an offering to Hashem, as a korban shlamim. If, however, a person had decided not to slaughter the animal in the normal fashion of shechita, but instead just to chop off the animal's head and eat that animal while they were in the wilderness, that was permitted. Halacha Yudches, the final halacha in the parak. Mitzvah einu nohagus l'doros el b'midbar bovad beis heter nachir. Now, that was only permitted in a time when the Bnei Israel were in the wilderness, thousands of years ago. And then they were commanded that when they enter into the land of Israel, this act of Nechira should be forbidden, and they can only eat mundane animals through the proper act of slaughter. And they were commanded that they can slaughter it in the proper fashion of slaughter anywhere except in the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, the Azara. As the pasuk says, when Hashem will broaden your boundaries, so then you can slaughter your animals and eat them in the gates, in the places which Hashem has given you, other than in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the command which is relevant for all times, all generations, to first properly slaughter the animal, and then afterwards to consume it. Have a wonderful day.